Free Talk Live, kicking off Hour 3. You take control of the airwaves. Wednesday edition is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy them for free at freetalklive.com. I said we're going to talk about Walmart, and we will, and how San Diego is banning Walmart supercenters from their city. But first, I encountered something else about smoking.
Oh, no.
And the next step, which we predicted here on Free Talk Live.
Did I predict it or did you predict it?
I don't know. We'll talk about that here in a bit, but it's bad
Free
news.
Free Talk Live, they get credit.
It's bad news. It's a negative prediction. But first, we got to go to the phones, to the fun ladies first. Tiny in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tiny.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, great. What's on your mind?
I'm calling because I wanted to talk about the Michael Richards story.
Michael Richards, a comedian who just went out of control last week on stage and essentially just spouted off all sorts of racial insults at some black men in his audience.
Yeah, but they also shouted out some racial words to him, too. Why don't we talk about that?
Well, that's because they were responding to his initiation.
That's not true. I mean, from what I'm seeing and from looking at looking on the internet, you know, he evidently they had said something to make somebody that mad to ruin a career over something like that.
Well, they were heckling. They were heckling him. It happens at comedy shows. And the problem is Michael Richards isn't a stand-up comedian, so he doesn't know how to handle it. And he lost control.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if I go to the grocery store and I'm having a bad day and somebody says something bad to me, just being human, not being black, white, purple, green, or whatever, just because I'm human, I may say something to them, and they may say words back also. But, I mean, it happens in everyday life. But you don't see us trying to sue or take money from those people. I mean, the whole thing is that I'm getting at is that it's all about just loving each other, no matter what we say or what we do or how we feel.
Well,
it's
I don't
all
know if you can love. No, I'm all for forgiveness and loving one another and everything, but I don't know if you're going to feel very loving once you've been attacked for the color of your skin. I mean, it's one of the most ignorant insults that you could possibly throw at somebody.
Well, I'm of her opinion, and they should be compensated in any way they were harmed, meaning that they should get their money back.
The whole thing is that it's all just bull. I mean, the whole thing is that it was a show, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them said they exchanged words equally. They mm-hmm. both equally should share. And if it's not about the money and it's about the racial slurs that were made, let them donate that money to the Christina's victims then.
Wait a minute, is
because
there a settlement here?
Those people have actually been victimized, you know what
Wait,
I'm saying?
Wait, hold on a second, Tiny. I don't think there's even a settlement. There's no case here. Nobody's getting money.
Oh, they're going to be suing.
They're suing?
Yeah, of course they're going to sue.
Well, that's pretty lame on their part. They shouldn't be suing on that. You can't sue somebody for offending you.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
what
she's saying.
Okay, well then I agree with you there. I just thought that you were sort of standing up for his right to, you know, essentially just talk about somebody's skin color.
No. I'm an African American woman. I'm African American and I'm Jewish. You know what I'm saying? So I mean,
how'd
the whole thing
happen?
Is, I've had plenty of things said to me.
Wait a
Seriously.
Second. What?
I'm
how'd that
African American and half Jewish. My mom's Jewish and my dad's African American.
There you go.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you have the Jewish
name?
Did you go to synagogue and like get a bat mitzvah? Did you get the second name and stuff?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I just
It's a big, long story, but anyway.
So you're Jewish by birth, not Jewish by religion.
Yeah.
Correct. I mean, the whole thing is that I'm just a person. It doesn't matter what color I am. I'm still just a person. And I get angry, too. Everybody gets angry sometimes, and we all say things that we don't mean. You know what I'm saying? An apology is an apology. The whole thing is
And it should have ended there.
When Tupac was saying nigga, everybody was happy with it because N-I-G-G-A, never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. That's what we're all screaming out. But then when somebody white says it, then it's, he's slandering me.
Is
I'm
that
like,
what
come
it stands for? I never heard that before.
That's not what it stands
I've
for.
I've never heard that before.
that's colloquial thing afterwards.
Nigga, N-I-G-G-A.
Got it.
Never ignorant. Getting goals accomplished.
Well, you know what? I agree with you, Tiny, in that they are just words, though. They are very certain. They're certainly offensive words. They're words that I won't use, and I certainly would never do something like that. However, I do agree with you.
We could take any word that we wanted to and turn it into a racial slur if we wanted to.
You could, but it takes time. It takes time. I mean, that word has been turned into what it is over decades. It's not just something you could just do tomorrow.
Over. None of us are being hanged from trees. None of us are being whipped with whips or anything like that. So, I mean, why are we even going back that far? I'm like, my ancestors were way back there. We already fought through all of that stuff, and it's time to move on.
I totally agree with you. Move on. And I agree that Michael Richards should have he should have apologized. They should have gotten their money back from the club that night, and that should have been the end of it. Bringing a lawsuit is absolutely ludicrous, and I didn't even realize that was happening. Tiny, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. You learn something new every night here.
Well, I don't know if there's any specifics on them bringing a lawsuit, but I would not doubt for a moment.
I thought you said they were.
I've heard some inklings of this.
Oh,
of course they are. Of course they are.
Let's go to the phones. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling you from the anti-crime rally in Manchester.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard that there was, concerned citizens getting together to form a weed and seed group, whatever that means. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, I don't know all the details. I was outside. We sort of did a demonstration outside in favor of, personal action against crime, as opposed to police action.
Mm-hmm.
We had some signs that said, fight crime, shoot back. and we open carried our pistols. We had four of us, and we all had pistols.
How was that received?
Pretty well, actually. Strangely enough, I went in and checked in with the police first because the event happened inside a police facility, the police athletic league. And so I let them know we were going to be open carrying. And then they came out and started down the path of seeming to give us a little grief, but as soon as it got above sergeant level, they were cool. And a sergeant came over. As soon as it got to the sergeant level, they were cool.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so they just said that they really appreciated us being out there. We just had our fight crime, shoot back signs, and we had the New Hampshire flags and rattlesnake flags.
What disturbed me, though, about this event, I saw the news article that was sort of promoting it. I guess it was in the Union Leader up here in New Hampshire. And it disturbed me, of course, they were sort of painting this sort of alarmist picture. The very first paragraph of the article was prostitution, drugs, violence, and, we've got to do something in Manchester about these problems. And, of course, nobody at this rally, with the exception of you guys, and I'm glad you showed up for it, if you guys hadn't have been there, there probably would have been nobody who might have made the suggestion that, hey, wait a minute, maybe if we get rid of the war on drugs, we'd have less crime.
Well, that wasn't the message that we were there to deliver specifically, although, if anyone had asked us, we sure would have said that. But mainly, it's just the idea that we as individuals need to do something. Don't just call the police, and maybe it's not even always right to call the police.
So how are you received beyond the police? How are you received by the people who are going to attend the rally that didn't know you were going to be there?
Looks like pretty well. I guess one of the Crime Watch organizers came. Was it Crime Watch guy came over and talked to us. And he's one of the ones who's organizing the Crime Watch in the neighborhood that's affected by these problems. And he was thrilled. He was like, hey, can we go shooting together? And,
sure.
Stuff like that. So that
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great idea. I hope somebody takes him up on that. That way you can go shooting with him and sort of pick his brain and maybe give him some suggestions on a more pro-liberty approach to fighting crime.
Yeah, the neatest thing though was just the police reaction, especially once we got, once the sergeant got involved, he came over and he goes, hey, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. There's a city ordinance that says you kind of have to keep moving when you're doing a protest, and we're kind of reluctantly telling you that,
Right.
but they were just thrilled that we were there, and it's, we have some differences as to how we want to fight crime, and we have discomfort about police activity. We're all in agreement that shootings and being beaten with a baseball bat are bad things.
Sure.
And I think something's got to be done.
If we can actually see some changes here, and I know that there's been some meetings. We had a meeting here recently in Keene. I know there have been some other ones also around the state about possible marijuana decriminalization on a wide scale in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
If we can actually get some of these things through, then we're going to see less crime. And it's going to be better for everybody. Then people can really respect the cops again. And then instead of being afraid, that they're going to get pulled over and harassed or possibly taken to the clink for having a joint on them.
Yep.
Dave, thanks for the update. As always, we appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Well, the next stage in smoking bans is about to come to a Texas I guess the entire state of Texas.
Oh, God.
It looks like the entire state. Yeah, it looks like the entire state and some other states considering it as well. It is the next logical step, or illogical step, however you want to look at it. It's bad news. And it has to do with the children, of course. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Peck at 8. toll-free lines, packet8.net, for all of your voice-over IP needs. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the live streams. We've got a broadband version and a dial-up version of the show for your downloadable convenience. I guess it's not really downloading, it's streaming convenience. But anybody who's connected to the Internet should be able to handle one or the other of those live streams for free at freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. That is FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Nick in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Nick, what's on your mind?
I was just calling about the discussion you guys had Tuesday night where you were, Mark actually was talking about why he doubted our evolution from primates.
Yeah, he was saying something about how primates can lift cars over their heads and people can't, so how could we have evolved from them?
Well, that's true, but scientifically that is perfectly explainable.
Okay,
go right ahead.
Well, there are two things. Number one, we evolved to be upright walkers, basically because our environment was turning into plains as opposed to jungle.
Okay.
Explains part of the difference. And also the evolution of a much larger brain required consumption of a vast amount of calories. So it's highly unlikely that we'd be able to sustain both that kind of strength along with...
So dumber people are stronger, is what you're saying? If you're...
No.
No, not quite, but...
The strength that chimpanzees have doesn't come from muscles. It comes from muscle connections.
Well, that's true.
And I don't think that they give up much as far as flexibility goes, and they certainly don't give up anything in upper body flexibility. I mean, a chimpanzee could have the legs of a man and the upper body of a chimpanzee, and I would still be able to rip your arms off and beat you to death with them.
Well, as I understand it, the lighter frame that we have, which is part of the skeletal muscle connective points are a lot weaker for the exact reason that we can walk upright. I mean... It does. A chimp doesn't really have the ability to walk around.
No, he doesn't.
So what's the evolutionary reason to walk upright, though?
Well, the savannah of Africa used to be much like what you'd see in the Congo. It was a very dense jungle.
Mm-hmm.
But around the time the earliest human ancestors were believed to begin evolving on a separate path from chimps and gorillas, that area started turning into what it is today, which is primarily open plain with clusters of trees. So we had to move quickly across open country between the patches of
vegetation. So you're saying that being able to be upright allows you to move faster?
Certainly.
Yeah,
and one of the other primary reasons is we can look over the tall grasses.
But wait, I've seen the monkeys, and they can walk on two legs.
They can walk on two legs, but they can't move for any distance and, you know, with any kind of comfort, and they can't go nearly as quickly as I can.
I see.
Now, the gorillas, you know, they do the whole knuckle walk deal.
Right.
They'll get after you in that period of time, but, we're talking about a 50-yard dash a gorilla might take you down. He's not going to do anything with me in a mile run.
Okay, I see what you mean. So you're saying the reason was because we had to run around from place to place?
Right, and be able to see when predators were coming. I mean, we don't really have any natural defenses.
I think that's weak, though. I really do. Now, I'm not saying that we evolved from chimpanzees. I understand that we didn't.
Right.
But we did evolve from a very strong primate. And I have to say that there's no reason at all that my upper body can't be as strong as a chimpanzee's while my lower body is able to walk like a man. I understand that in order to hold with the evolutionary theory, you have to stick with this, but it's just, it's soft. It doesn't make any sense.
Hmm. There you go. Nick, any response?
I wouldn't say it's soft. I mean, you see it all throughout the animal kingdom. Take a cheetah and a tiger. It's the exact same scenario. It's just what happened from their common feline ancestor. So I think I think you can demonstrate it in a lot of circumstances.
So you're looking at it...
But
Mark, you're looking at it as a major change, and I think what Nick is saying on the evolutionary scale of things, it's relatively minor.
So we just progressively became weaker and weaker in the upper body? That just doesn't make any sense as far as evolution goes, because upper body strength is such a powerful thing.
But we weren't climbing trees anymore.
Hold on, wait. And let's use the feminine as an example. I mean, the reason that we're males, the reason that we're useful, is because we have upper body strength. Women don't have it. And if a female chimpanzee can still rip your arms off and beat you to death with them. This, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't hold water.
Nick, final thoughts.
Well, that's true. I think you could explain that in some ways by our becoming tool users. So the focus for us, it was no longer necessary for us to have brute strength because we could take down a much larger animal by sharpening a stick rather than...
Excellent response. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231, essentially saying that we're smart enough to the point where we didn't need the brute force anymore. Makes sense to me.
No, that doesn't make any sense at all. I know that's the common explanation for what I say.
Right. It's probably common in that scientists came up with this explanation as opposed to Mark's little New Agey religion theory.
My New Agey theory, it has nothing to do with the religion before I even discovered that. I came up with this particular theory. Mm-hmm. But what I'm telling you is the smart, weak guy might beat the strong, dumb guy, or vice versa, but the smart, strong guy is going to get the girl every single time. That's what evolution's about, and that's why it doesn't make enough sense to me. Bring it back after you guys have had another 50 years worth of chances to postulate. Maybe it'll sound a little better. Right now, it's not airtight.
1-800-259-9231. I don't think anybody's arguing that it's airtight. I just think that science has what they've accepted over time, and I trust the scientists over you.
No, they have faith in their little science thing.
There's evidence. There's hard evidence.
There's hard evidence? I'm making... What's the hard evidence that we evolved...
Look at the skeletal changes over time. Look
but
at
I'm
the,
telling you there's some evidence otherwise. I'm making a case for evidence to the contrary.
Okay, anyway, USA Today reporting on the new smoking ban in America. As we predicted, we've seen the sort of escalations here in the severity of smoking bans. You've got bans where people are not allowed to smoke in cars in some cities. In some cities, there's now a city in California where you're not allowed to smoke anywhere but a single-family detached residence.
Mm-hmm.
And we predicted that the next step was going to be that they were going to stop people from smoking inside their own homes.
Yep. If there's children present.
If there's children present. And what do you know? Anti-tobacco forces are opening a new front in the war against smoking by banning it in private places such as homes and cars where children are present. Yes, starting January 1st, Texas will restrict smoking in foster parents' homes at all times. And in cars when children are present, according to the Department of Family and Protective Services. Vermont, Washington, and other states and counties already prohibit foster parents from smoking around children in their homes and cars. Arkansas and Louisiana passed laws this year forbidding anyone from smoking in cars carrying young children. Courts are ordering smoke-free environments in custody and visitation disputes. So if you get into a dispute with your ex-husband or ex-wife about the kids and the court says, well, you may be the best parent, but you are a smoker. Therefore, you're now no longer allowed to smoke inside your own home. This is coming down. It's happening now in a variety of states. And what's going to happen? People are just going to deal with it.
Yeah, they're going to shrug their shoulders, and there's not going to be anything said. Oh, man. Oh, I guess I can't smoke inside anymore.
We'll give you some more details coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilted easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the PEC at 8. Toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Listener map there. Head over to map.freetalklive.com to get yourself on and surf around and see who else is on from the rest of the world. 1,700 plus people, listeners of ours, have added themselves to the listener map, and it's free. Map.freetalklive.com. Smoking bans continue to get more oppressive and more intrusive into people's lives. Now,
you know, go ahead. I finish what you were saying.
With states, a variety of states, including Texas, Louisiana, let's see, according to USA Today, we've got Vermont and Washington. Vermont, Washington, and Texas now all preventing foster parents from smoking in their own homes and in their cars at times when children are present. Also, Arkansas and Louisiana passed laws in 2006 forbidding anyone from smoking in cars carrying young children. Courts are ordering smoke-free environments in custody and visitation disputes. John Bonshoff, executive director of Action on Smoking and Health, says, "We are very rapidly moving to protect children from secondhand smoke, even from their own parents and grandparents." Yes, because it's going to protect children to lock parents in jail. I mean, that's going to really help kids in America.
Well, I don't think that they're probably going to be locking people in jail right away. But if you refuse to pay their fine that they gave you, I'm sure that you'd spend a little time in the pokey.
I bet you're right.
Now, this is disturbing on two fronts. This is saying you don't have the right to make a decision as to whether or not to smoke in your own home. That's
what
disturbing. And it's also disturbing is you don't have the ability to raise your own children without our guidance.
So correct.
This now that sort of happened with the kids and the child seat and the car thing, and it's just it's moving a little farther and farther down the line to Aldous Huxley's Brave New World.
To total control of individuals in America. And if
Sorry,
you think
it, you know whatever you think about raising kids is not right. We have to tell you because you're that much of an idiot.
If you think we are being outrageous, if you think that we're out of line by suggesting that it's going to get worse, just look at the evidence. It is getting worse, and it's not going to stop with smokers. So here's my next prediction, Mark. Now that they've got their foot in the door with foster parents and also, not just foster parents, but custody and visitation disputes... In that if you've got a dispute with your kid, with your ex-wife, they're going to have an order on the table that says, now you can't smoke around your kids anymore.
Yeah.
The kids are over for visitation, no smoking.
That's probably more the spouse's decision than anything else, is what I'm guessing.
What?
You would have
what
to dispute it. If you and I had kids and we were breaking up and...
Yeah.
You know, I had custody of the children, and you wanted to have visitation, and I don't
I could
like
tell the judge you're a smoker.
I don't like you. I could say something like that. Well, you know.
Well, okay. Here's my next prediction, right? Because they've pretty much they've almost gone as far as they can go with smoking. I mean, there's only a few more steps they can go to, and that is banning smoking for everybody for the health of everybody. Because now they're just using the kids to get their feet in people's homes,
right?
So they're going to ban smoking for everybody for the benefit of all mankind. And then they can ban cigarettes as well, because if we just ban cigarettes, then it won't be a problem anymore, supposedly. Right.
And
there's plenty of problems that go along with all that, prohibition, etc. But the other door they've opened here is the door to your house and the behaviors that go on in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the next logical progression, and they'll probably start again with foster parents and expand out to people in court decisions or custody disputes, they're going to say, well, if you're going to be a foster parent or if you're going to be taking care of this child, you're not allowed to take him to McDonald's anymore.
McDonald's is threatening.
In fact, we're going to be sending in a social worker once a month or on a random basis. Random would be better because you could prepare for it once a month. On a random basis, just any old day, we're going to come by and we're going to check your pantry out. We're going to make sure you don't have any trans fats.
Trans fats are bad.
We're going to make sure you don't have any...
What's that faux gras crap?
Yeah, you can't have any junk food in there. No Doritos. No Pop-Tarts. Can't have any of that. Nothing with any... You know, they're going to set down rules and regulations for what you can and can't feed kids soon.
Yeah.
And it's going to be for the benefit of the children. We don't want to hurt children now, Mark. We've got an obesity epidemic in this country. Just look at America's children. They're so fat, and we've got to put a stop to this.
We've got a suing epidemic is what we have. We have too many people too concerned with what I'm doing at my house.
Well, we also have a socialism epidemic as well. In a country where everybody is told, or they're starting to be told on a more regular basis, that you have a right to health care. You should just be able to get free health care. And if we actually do get so-called free universal health care, which, of course, isn't free, it's paid for by taxpayers, but nonetheless, if that does come about, then they're going to have even more reasons to make these intrusions into your lives. Because then the excuse is going to be, well, you want free health care, and we're paying for your health care, so you got to let us into your life and make it so we can check out your eating habits. If you think I'm being extreme, I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. But let's go back to the smoking ban. That was just my prediction for what's coming next, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the smoking ban. Former Surgeon General Richard Carmona said in June that children exposed to secondhand smoke suffer an increased risk of respiratory ailments and sudden infant death syndrome. Most smoking bans apply to workplaces and spots like bars and restaurants. Smokers' rights clubs liken banning smoking in private to the Salem Witch Hunt, says Gary Nolan, spokesperson for the Smokers Club Incorporated. He says secondhand smoke is not dangerous. Quote, if we don't reverse this, they'll be telling us what we can eat and what we can feed our children.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll be telling you that very soon.
I wonder if that's former Libertarian presidential candidate.
I don't know. That's what I thought when you said it, too.
Anyway, former smoker Bob Mathis, a Democratic...
You know, I had for lunch, I wonder if I'd be able to slide this by, because it kind of has this... you know, they had the sense of being healthy for you. It was spinach with tomatoes sliced up on it and capers.
Mm-hmm.
But then I put the oil and vinegar on it.
Mm.
And it had sliced mozzarella. You know, mozzarella comes in little balls.
Okay. Okay.
Those
never
were
seen
sliced
that before.
Up. Yeah, I don't know why they come often comes that way, but the good mozzarella comes in little balls.
The expensive mozzarella.
I don't know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you're wondering if that would have been
cheese
approved?
Cheese and oil? I don't know. It seems unlikely.
Smoked too tasty. It's way too high on the taste meter, so it should be banned. Former smoker Bob Mathis, a Democratic state representative in Arkansas, sponsored a law that bars smoking in a car carrying a child young enough to require a car seat. It took effect in July. A violator can be fined $25, but can get out of it with proof of participation in a smoking cessation program. A similar law took effect in Louisiana in August.
No, they'll let the fine go as long as you promise to quit.
That's right. Mathis says, quote, "We have laws on the books in every state of the union against child abuse, and this is a form of child abuse." Now, do I believe that it's a good thing to smoke around one's children? I can't see how it'd be great.
I don't think
it's good.
When I smoke, I've always smoked out of doors, mm-hmm. and now that I've moved to New Hampshire, that doesn't really work out. But I do smoke in the basement.
Yeah.
I smoke away from people. So I'm not for smoking around your kids, but my dad smoked around me.
Do you have respiratory problems?
You rolled the windows up tight and smoked in the car.
Are you hurting from your father?
I'm hurting.
Smoking.
I'm hurting from these stinking socialists that want to jam these lawsuits down my throat.
Yeah. Does it matter if you're driving in your car with your window down or up? I mean, is that a factor here? I doubt it. It's just the fact that you're in your car with your kids smoking. And I don't think people want to hurt their kids. And according to the evidence, secondhand smoke isn't as dangerous as the government would have you believe. But of course, the government's not going to tell you that.
No, they just want to control. I wonder, they're going to take your kids away from me if you let them spend too much time out in the sun? I mean, if you let your kids play too far out in the waves at the beach, they could get swept away.
At least six states.
If they wander too far away from you in the park, a squirrel could come up and bite them.
Yeah, at least six states and some counties.
The world's a dangerous freaking place.
Prohibit foster parents from smoking when foster children are present, according to somebody from Maryland.
There are
times when it's appropriate to regulate what people can do in their homes. The state is responsible for that child. Some courts are ordering parents in custody and visitation disputes not to smoke around their kid. Now they're more willing to restrict smoking, even when there are no obvious health problems, says the law professor and editor of Family Law Quarterly. It generally comes up, as you predicted, Mark, when one parent complains about the other smoking. This is just going to get worse. We're still on the tip of the anti-smoking iceberg. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Your show, you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The show is Free Talk Live, and that means you can talk about whatever you want. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features there, we give them away. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show in return by shopping with us over at Amazon. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all of your Christmas and holiday and Hanukkah and all the other holiday seasons, winter solstice, Kwanzaa, whatever else is being celebrated this time of year. Get it all done at amazon.freetalklive.com, and you don't even have to get out of your chair to do it. There's 35 categories of products, everything from clothing, office products, to furniture, to groceries, and, of course, Amazon's classic collection of books, DVDs, and more. Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of anything you buy, and that includes Amazon gift certificates. So buy products or gift certificates, have them gift wrapped and sent out to the people that you care about, and feel good that you'll help support Free Talk Live at the same time. Really, what could be better? I mean, really.
You're going to have to do the shopping. You're probably going to shop from Amazon. Just go ahead and do that, please.
Amazon.freetalklive.com. Also, you can amp the show. Still working on getting the amp credit card form back online. Apologize for the delays. We will get it back on, and we'll announce when that's all taken care of. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Carolyn in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Carolyn.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
I wanted to make a comment about you were talking about how they were going to have laws about you can't smoke around your children and
yep.
They possibly come into your home and look at what you're eating. My comment is that they're already actually doing that as far as looking at what you are buying food for your family through the club cards that are so popular in all the major
who's they?
Well, the information that is gleaned from your purchases by using these club cards goes into the retailer's database, which mm-hmm. is shared with companies who are given that database through a contract with the retailers, who then use that information to do demographics and other types of information.
I don't know. I don't really care if a company knows what kind of brand of hot cocoa I'm buying. That doesn't really bother me at all. It's when that information falls into the hands of government when it becomes a problem.
Well, that's what happens. how far do you think of a leap it is for that information to go to insurance companies and whoever else pays for the information from that data mining company?
I don't think it's a very far leap, but right. You can always fudge the applications on those cards.
Yes, I also agree with that. I'd like to share my recent experience with the grocery store retailers and
okay.
Club card experience.
Before you go any farther, I just wanted to say that Captain America does all my shopping.
Hey, good for you.
Go ahead with your experience, Carol.
I went to a major retailer, Kroger, mm-hmm. and I have a club card, but I choose not to use it. I've cut it up, and I tried to pay for my purchase with a check, which is, you know, basically the same as using my debit card. And I had four different employees come to me and ask me why I didn't use my club card. And I explained to them I really don't need anybody to know exactly what I'm buying. That's nobody else's business, and I choose not to use it. And they had to do an override on my check, which I thought was kind of strange. And so the first supervisor they called couldn't do it, so they had to call another supervisor who, again, cornered me and asked me why I didn't use my club card,
mm-hmm.
and I gave her the same response. And I asked her, you know, is there some kind of problem? Am I being flagged because I choose not to use a club card? And she kind of hesitated and said, well, no, but you are put into a certain class as a consumer, and you're allocated a certain amount of money that you are allowed to spend. And so if you try to spend over that amount, we have to get approval off-site for you to spend that
amount. What was the amount of the check?
It was $218.
Well, I can understand where they're coming from, having worked in retail.
Yeah.
People that write checks these days tend to be of a more kind of a shifty nature. They're trying to, not saying you are like this, but I'm just telling you from the retailer's perspective, they're concerned that you're going to jip them with a bad check or something like that. And so they're overly concerned. They take a lot of steps dealing with people writing checks these days.
Well, I understand that. I've worked in retail for many years also. But I personally have an objection to someone making a decision for me. I'm not a child. I'm an adult. I'm a parent. I have a child, and I'm a smoker. But I have an objection to them putting me in a class. I'm going to inquire with the headquarters as to exactly what type of information they use.
I think that's what you should do. You should absolutely go up the chain and find out what's going on. And if it's unacceptable, find out if another grocery store offers a more acceptable service to you.
And choose to pay with cash.
I
don't know if you've seen the Visa commercial where everything's operating smoothly until...
Yeah.
One very gauche individual decides to use cash and throws everything off.
It was really funny. Like, they're in sort of a cafeteria where, mm-hmm. Drinks are pouring and, food's being put on a tray and everything looks very mechanical. And this is very 21st century and everything's snapping along. And then some jackball pulls out his wallet and wants to pay and... greenbacks.
Yeah,
everybody
really...
looks at him like, oh my god, I can't believe you pulled out those things, you disgusting cretin.
Wow, I've never seen, of course, on a watch TV.
It's brand new.
But yeah, they really are pushing credit these days, aren't they? That's pretty heavy duty.
Well, and another comment on that, as far as, your ATM card, your regular debit card, actually issued by the bank and not Visa, if you go into a number of establishments, Subway, for example, and ask them, do you take ATM? And they say yes, and you get up to the counter to pay, and they say, oh, gee, I don't know what that is. We don't take that, because they're conditioned to believe that your Visa check card is a debit card. It's just your ATM. It's not. They're totally different. So they're trying to phase that out as well.
Well, cash is still king in my book, and I'll continue using it as much as possible, despite what the commercials say. Carolyn, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. I said we were going to talk Walmart. Just enough time for the story. The city council in San Diego voted late Tuesday to ban certain giant retail stores, dealing a blow to Walmart's stores' supercenters, potential to expand in the nation's eighth largest city. The measure, approved on a 5-3 vote, prohibits stores of more than 90,000 square feet that use 10% of space to sell groceries and other merchandise that's not subject to sales tax. It takes aim at Walmart supercenter stores, which average 185,000 square feet and sell groceries. Now, the mayor has said he's going to veto the ban if the council reaffirms it on a second vote. However, the council can override his veto with just 5 votes, and the original vote was 5-3. So, this sounds like it's going to go through. And they're attacking Walmart for being big. Supporters of the ban argue that Walmart puts smaller competitors out of business, pays workers poorly, and contributes to traffic congestion as well as pollution. Huh? How is it that Walmart contributes to pollution? The fact that there's cars driving to Walmart?
Seems ridiculous. I mean, I would think they save on, pollution from cars.
Not having to drive a bunch of places.
Right, people don't have to go different places to buy things.
Opponents said the mega retailer provides jobs and low prices and that a ban would limit consumer choice. The council member who opposed the ban says, quite simply, I don't think it's the role of the San Diego City Council to dictate where families should buy their groceries. Yes.
I would agree.
Thank goodness, but unfortunately, he's in the minority.
You know, this is the same. These are the same sorts of people that would say, you know, Walmart offers lower prices, right?
They
these
do.
Are the same people that bemoan, oh my God, people need to be paid a living wage. They need to be, you know, the working poor. They're just kids eating ketchup soup. Oh my God,
beans every night.
These same people want to snatch the food out of the mouths of these kids. And because they hate Walmart
so
much.
You should have to pay more.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's the craziest. The fact is, it just goes to show that the unions don't like Walmart, and the Democrats are on the sides of the unions,
yep.
And so that's just the way that goes.
And Walmart is not a perfect business. They don't
do
everything perfectly. I'm not a huge fan of all of their business practices, but I am a fan of them being able to open a business where they want to open it, where they can buy the land.
Right, and you being able to choose whether or not you want to go to Walmart. Because that's really,
right.
You know, when you start, when the politicians start using their zoning rules and all that other stuff, it takes choices away, it takes freedom away, and that's not what America's about.
And you got to hand it to these guys. Walmart spokesman Kevin McCall said the company may consider a legal challenge or vote a referendum if the measure becomes law. These guys, I mean, I would at this, if I was Walmart, I would just say, okay, fine, whatever, see you later. You know, I'm not going to bring my store to your area if this is how you want to treat me. But thank goodness that they want to actually fight this. You know, they want to fight to bring their services to people and allow them to make the choice on their own.
You know, all these people passing this law are some kind of bigwigs that wouldn't bother shopping at Walmart anyway. You know, they do all their shopping at someplace else.
At the Whole Foods store.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is run by a libertarian.
That's what I understand.
Hey, quick news about Britney Spears, in case you haven't heard. She has now been caught with her pants down, so to speak, or with her underpants off. There's actually pictures of her available on the internet right now. You can see Britney's special areas, and it's proof, Mark, that being naked does not equate to sexiness. When you see the pics, you'll know exactly what I mean. We'll see you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com and on your local radio stations as well. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now, you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. For you.